Next item, please.
Item 1027, request of Floyd Jones to address council regarding Portland Water Bureau issues.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Floyd Jones with Friends of the Reservoirs. Just a couple of items. I came here on July 19th when you were voting on the procurement item that allowed contracts to be brought up to $500,000 and, in essence, $750,000 because most Water Bureau contracts do increase by 25%, which they're allowed to do without bringing it back to council. On that date, I also read to you verbatim from the utility board document that said that most projects brought to the utility board or major projects are brought fait accompli. And when I wasn't able to respond after I left, Commissioner Fish, you represented to two of your colleagues and to the cable TV audience that I misrepresented that statement from the utility board. I read verbatim. I subsequently sent you all an email. The utility board subsequently sent you that very letter, and it was subsequently published in the Tribune. I think it's very sad. The Water Bureau has a long history of attacking citizens, you know, who don't support these major projects, and it's really sad to see if a commissioner is following suit. I also wanted to speak about the August 2nd vote to add chemicals to our water. And, you know, it's really only in an Orwellian world that the Water Bureau can represent to you that there's a public process. We've had big public processes in the past. And a downtown room, the Portland Utility Review Board room, filled with Water Bureau PR and absent any public, isn't a public process. An online board where Water Bureau employees are the main people who submit comments isn't a meaningful public process. Other utilities, so we are on a countdown. Those of you who were here years ago when we had this hearing and we kept hearing about the ticking clock. Well, yes, we are now to the end of pure Bull Run water and for no good reason. Since that hearing, I've asked twice in writing from the Water Bureau to present me with a document that shows, or just to not a document, to tell me whether they've sent to you and sent to the utility board information that substantiates their hypothetical benefits from filtration. They presented that to you, and I remember you're laughing at that, saying, isn't this convenient that the numbers add up to $100 million? They've not yet answered. It's a simple question. Did you send information to the utility board? Did you send it to city council? And then in August, it wasn't just that vote that was a bad vote. You also voted to give again CH2M Hill another, now they call it not an infrastructure master plan, they call it a supply plan. So this is a 2000 report, MWH Global, CH2M Hill, they outlined their long list of projects for which they wish to receive future contracts. Now they're going to get them again, and they've all changed names. So this afternoon or later this morning, you'll see Semantic, that's MWH Global. Jacobs has bought out CH2M Hill. They're not new companies. It's the same corporations that are getting all these contracts. The middle class is suffering. You need to do something to lower rates. At the last utility board, they said, no, we're not going to make any changes to our budget to accommodate filtration. That's not what they told you when they were here. So you need to take a look at that.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate your coming in. Next item,